Well, hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us. I'm Jill Bloom, group publisher of Roofing Contractor, Walls and Ceilings, and Building Enclosure. Always honored to be talking today with Trent Cotley, partner of Adams & Reese. And also with me today is Art Eisner, our editor of Roofing Contractor. Trent, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me here. We got a lot to talk about as usual.
Absolutely, definitely. And it's been a big week across the country in general. You said you had some insight, especially on the primaries and what some of the candidates that are in place that could really affect construction. Can you give us your insight and what you're thinking?
Yeah, absolutely. So we saw some interesting trends here through the primaries. You know, then a lot of states where normally you would expect to see a more progressive vote, I think there was a trend towards conservatism. Here in Florida, the runoff for governor is basically going to be DeSantis versus Charlie Crist. Charlie Crist has been a longtime politician and has served as governor in a variety of different positions in the past. It's going to be interesting to see kind of how that plays out. For construction purposes, you know, not a political statement, just construction purposes, DeSantis has been a very strong supporter of construction. So it'll be interesting to see how the rhetoric kind of, you know, transforms moving forward. New York State had a lot of very interesting things that kind of happened there. You know, again, that tends to be a very blue state, very progressive state, but it's interesting in some of the wins and losses that happened there, you're kind of starting to see a little bit of a change. And, you know, I don't anticipate that it's going to turn from blue to red anytime soon, but I do think that you are seeing a little bit of foreshadowing as to what's going to happen here coming up. So very interesting. Obviously, we'll keep our eyes on it and stay tuned.
Trent, I wanted to follow up and ask, are you getting any sense of how involved either roofers in particular or the construction industry is really involved, whether it's in the states you just mentioned, Florida and New York, or overall? Do you have any sense? Is there a lot more engagement this time as we head towards the midterms?
I think everybody's paying attention to it, right? I mean, I think especially in battleground states like Florida, you can't afford not to pay attention to who's in office. I mean, you look, if you're an insurance, restoration, or storm contractor in Texas or Florida or Colorado or any of the states where you do a lot of work, you got to pay attention, right? Because these laws are constantly changing. It doesn't matter what side of the fence you're on, but if you don't participate, you don't have any way to say yes or no at the end of it. So I think that what you're going to see is a lot of contractors, especially in states like Florida, Texas in particular, you're going to see a lot of the contractors really paying attention, getting out there and voting, put their money behind the candidates they think will help them the best.
All right. Well, sticking with government for a second, one of their most important functions is taxation. We are gearing up as we start to focus on the final quarters of 2022. What advice or what are you learning about some tax incentives that roofers and contractors may need to pay attention to?
So Art, I think that's a great question. And one of the things I would really encourage all of our listeners to follow up on is meet with your accountant, meet with your CPA now. Don't wait to the end of the year. It's important that you get out ahead of it because you may have the opportunity to really benefit from a lot of tax savings. You know, there is the employee tax retention credit that came out of a lot of the COVID-19 relief, you may still be eligible for that, right? That could be a significant amount of money. We worked with a contractor here recently that got almost $1 million tax credit. So that's, I don't care how big you are, that'll make your day. The other thing that's kind of interesting, Art, and, you know, we'll probably talk about it a little bit more on a later podcast is, that what I have seen coming out of this Inflation Reduction Act, I really think that there will be some huge tax benefits, some tax deductions available for contractors that are engaging in energy savings type construction. So stay tuned for more on that. Well, I know we'll get into a little bit more detail, but yeah, you know, meet with your CPA now. Don't wait to the end of the year. I really think that you can benefit from some of these tax incentive, tax credits and tax deductions that the government's issued over the last 2 or 3 years.
All right. Well, you're no stranger to the road. You've been on the road quite a bit of late. What else are you hearing about from contractors out there?
you know, or I had a great opportunity to spend some time with some of my friends in roofing yesterday at an event. And one of the things that we started really talking about was technology, and in particular drone technology. You know, for those contractors out there, regardless of whether your walls and ceilings, you know, building envelope, roofing, to have a real high-tech drone was almost out of reach because it's expensive. And the software to support it is expensive. But a pretty robust used market has started to develop. And we're also seeing a change in how drones are being used. So some of the most interesting conversations I had yesterday was how drones have adapted over the years. And, you know, they're currently being used for infrared estimating, you know, pictometry, you name it. But I can easily see, and this is one of the things we were talking about, is being able to equip drones with repair tools and to perform the hardest type of repairs remotely through the use of drones. So you think about that, and I think that's going to kind of be the precursor, basically the sort of canary in the coal mine for a sea change in how we look at labor for construction. I think it's going to start the automation process when you start tackling these most difficult projects through drones and other forms of automation.
Wow, that's really fascinating to think about, you know, that you'd have a roofing crew member also piloting the drone or instructing it to work at the same time, or maybe it's a two-person operation, depending on it. I don't know. What's that vision like?
Yeah, you know, I could easily see that where you've got either somebody that is part of your company, or you've set up a separate company for liability purposes to run your drone, and they go up there and they've got one person that is monitoring the, you know, the display. The other person is, it's almost like surgery, right? You think about how surgeons, they do a lot of stuff remote now. Same kind of thing could apply. And I think it will. I think it absolutely will, because you can't find the people that you need in order to do all the work. You're going to have to supplement it with things like drones and machinery and equipment.
You did mention that used market developing. Any concerns on that front, whether from a liability standpoint, or, you know, how do roofers or contractors stay out of trouble when it comes to that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, anytime you buy anything used, you want to make sure that it's working properly, right? So look for certifications. If it's a certain type of manufacturer, sometimes they offer certified pre-owned. You want to make sure that you are running the field test before you get it out there in real world life. Make sure that it works. Make sure that it's regularly maintained. You know, these are expensive pieces of equipment. You're not just going to your big box store and buying it. They are, you know, large pieces of equipment that have a lot of technology on them. So definitely, you know, do your homework in advance, make sure it works before you get it out there next to a house or a school or something like that.
If anybody has any questions, Trent, how's the best way to get a hold of you? Of course, through us, but how's the best way to get in touch with you directly?
Hit me up on email, trent.conney@arlaw.com.
Fabulous. And everyone, make sure you come to Western States. Trent's going to be at our booth. We're going to be lights, camera, action. We're going to have some really exciting things going on and recordings as well that everyone's going to want to listen to. But in the meantime, if you have any questions for us, it's roofingcontractor.com, wconline.com, or buildingenclosureonline.com. And while you're there, make sure you sign up for all our free content, whether it's our e-news, our website, our podcasts, webinars, all every way you need to consume content. And most importantly, stay safe and healthy, and we'll talk to you next time.